I was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Keyser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Bring it on, indeed. Just, that's capturing the moment, Richo.
I reckon he butchered that.
I butchered
it? Yeah, Matty Hill, he's no good as a caller.
Oh, you'd be joking. He was absolutely
my favourite call of all time.
He absolutely stunk it up then.
Bringing it on, it will happen tomorrow, and he'll be doing it all again.
Oh, no, he's not on
the line. He joins us on the line. Hey, Matty, welcome.
Hello, lads. How you going? Looking forward to it. I don't think I've been more excited about a horse race for a long time. This is going to be a beauty.
Hey, bring on the guineas. Did that just pop into your head as that race finished?
It did, you know, because, as I reckon that race 2 weeks ago, it was a Group 3 race, CSA Stakes, and both of the two horses that we can't wait to see tomorrow were ridden upside down. They were up near the front. That's not their usual patterns. And I reckon tomorrow they're going to both get the runs that they want. You've got a horse like Chenia who was hitting the line really well into third. I can't see tomorrow being a disappointment. I think what we're going to see will be with us forever.
Matty, wonderful to have you on the program. Jason Richardson here, first time caller, long time
admirer. Oh, hello, Richard.
hey, do you prepare certain lines for big occasions? Because we've heard from Dennis Cometti, he's prepared the odd line now and then, and if the occasion fits, he just slides it in. Do you prepare it as a race caller?
It's a great question. I usually try and have something, just maybe a little sentence in the back of my mind for a certain occasion, but I try and keep it pretty clear. But there's a couple of things rattling around in my head for tomorrow. But
well, maybe this is a beautiful place to workshop and we can give you some feedback.
You get feedback, especially all right?
Yeah, especially if there's two horses like Catalyst and Alligator Blood going to the line together. I obviously have to come out with something. But overall, I'm just looking forward to it. And look, the thing is, I think it's unfair to say it could be a match race because there's a couple of other horses in the race that could bowl them over. It's just such a great race. And I don't really want to prepare too much, if that makes sense.
Well, that does make sense to us. I mean, Tim has been doing this form studiously. Tim, do you want to give Matt the benefit of some of your wisdom?
Alabama Express.
Yes.
I'm liking the look of this horse, Matty.
What in particular, Tim?
Well, let Matty finish.
Well, Alabama Express.
Let's just start with it. Last start, Group 1 winner, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I like.
Against the older horses.
Yeah. I like that, though.
Yeah, it makes its own luck. It'll be pushing forward, no doubt about that. They're going to have to pass him in the straight. That's the first thing with Alabama Express. So I'd be sticking with it. If that's your thought, if that's what your heart says, and that's what your head says, go with it, I reckon.
No, he's pretty flimsy. Don't worry, he'll flip if you can tell him that it's no chance. Is that right, Tim?
But how many times, Richo, have you changed your mind on a racetrack?
Oh, well, it's...
It's just not on, is it? I mean, it was the first thing my granddad always ever said, never change your mind on a racetrack, and we just do it on a daily basis.
Are you superstitious at all, Matt? Have you got a little outfit that you like to wear for a big Group 1 race like this?
No, not really, although I must confess, I don't mind wearing odd socks. I did that years ago, and it gave me a bit of luck, so... If I manage to pull them out of the drawer and they're not quite the same, it doesn't tend to bother me.
We might send him a special pair of all-day socks from Underworks, Gary.
They always stay up, that's for sure. Hey, Matty, tell me this. From a footy point of view, you go out, if you got a kick early, you know, you're feeling good. I imagine if you're the cricketer, you hit one in the middle, you go, oh, I'm in for a good day. Can you tell if you're in for a good calling day from your first race?
That's a very good point. Yes, absolutely. I reckon the first race, you want to get the first race right because you just want to get it out smoothly, especially if it's a photo finish. You might get the photo right. You don't want to get a photo wrong in the first race because it's a long day from that point on. with nine races. So, yeah, you're absolutely spot on, Gaz. I reckon first race, get it over and done with. Tomorrow, we've only got seven runners down the straight, so that should be okay. And you always got to leave a little bit in reserve as well. I'm sure as a footballer, you know, the first 5 minutes, you don't go absolutely ballistic because it's a long day ahead.
Well, you get it right every time. We've loved it since you've taken over, and you're doing a magnificent job. And good luck tomorrow. It'll be a fantastic day's racing.
No, good on you, boys. And look after that Richo for us, will you? I mean, he's a
shy,
vulnerable young
shy,
man.
Shy, retiring type. We're just trying to get him out of his shell. That's the best we can do.
Yeah, what he said? Sure. I'm vulnerable, mate. Look after me.
Matt Hill joining us there, who's been a magnificent revelation since assuming the number one calling role.
Thanks, Hilly.
Bloody good. What did you just call him?
Hilly.
Well, he's not a hilly.
Do you notice I didn't even bring up the fact that you didn't know who...
No, Gary, you don't need to even mention
Hang
this.
Hang on, what happened? What happened?
You don't need to
Flemington
mention
share it with our audience.
2 years ago when you thankfully helped us out of a sticky point.
That's right.
And then the WS5 was talking to Matt Hill, excited and thrilled, and he just sort of fresh-aired him. And I said, mate, that's the man that's calling all the action here.
He sounded taller than that. I thought he was...
How do you sound tall? I do cop that a bit when I meet someone for the first time and they go, do you thought you're a lot taller? I said, I do interview jockeys for a living. So.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal. Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone, Keyser. If you're struggling with any sort of pain, back pain, Richo, you got anything sore?
No, mate, I'm in really good nick because I've got a big match race coming up. I need to tell you about it.
After the break, try Keyser.